take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and it is time for your Frisky Friday. Happy Friday, everyone. We have a new friend in studio with us, Elle Banton with Pensacola Humane Society. Welcome, Elle.
Thanks, Jenna.
I am really excited to meet you, and she brought some adorable friends. This one over here is like going to distract me the whole time. I am so sorry, but I promise you the cuteness will be up on the Pensacola Expert Panel Facebook page later today as well. So, Elle, let's talk about you real quick.
Okay.
What is your role with the Pensacola Humane Society?
I am one of two foster coordinators at the Pensacola Humane Society. So my job is to make sure that we get as many animals as possible into foster homes, because it's so much better for animals to wait for their forever homes in temporary homes, because it's less stressful. Things aren't as crazy. They can heal and just de-stress, and that's pretty great.
Yes. And so you kind of coordinate that, the family meeting, the animals. It's not just kittens. You help with all of them.
Yeah, no, we send everything. Anything stable can go right into foster. So dogs, cats, kittens, the random bunny that we might get.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, so we coordinate getting them into foster and adoptions from foster. So they go straight from their foster home to their adoptive home.
Oh, good to know. I mean, I have to tell you that fostering program is so important nowadays, because we have just this surplus, I feel like, of animals that are up for adoption, waiting. You know, you kind of feel like, okay, is anybody going to take that dog? Anybody going to take that cat for now, or a bunny, I guess? And this gives people an opportunity that they want to help, but they can't do it forever,
mm-hmm.
for them to do so and then be able to, you know, move on to the next one.
Yeah.
Just that respite.
Exactly. And it helps us save so many more animals, because we have so many kennels, so much space in our little shelter, that this just lets us expand the amount of animals we can help just tenfold. It's amazing.
Oh, excellent. Awesome. Okay. So right now I want to ask, so let's introduce our friends before we go any further. We have two in studio. Our first one, where did she go?
I know, they're all running
around. Oh, there's
around.
One. Okay. It looks like you, our black and white friend over here. How old is a girl? This
yes,
one is
they're
a girl.
Both females. The little black and white one is Inez. She's 2 to 4 months old. So still in that perfect kitten, cuddly, tiny little floof stage.
So cute. Oh my goodness.
And she's all ready to go home. She's spayed. She's got all her vaccinations for her age, and she's microchipped.
Oh, I mean, ready to roll and be a part of your family.
Exactly. She can just fit right on in.
And then we have our other friend, who is absolutely just breaking my heart at the same time as making me happy. And what is her name?
Her name is Isabel. She has cerebellar hypoplasia. So her brain doesn't quite connect with her limbs the way that they normally would, which makes her a wobble kitty, as we like to call them.
Okay. And I mean, I had a cat years and years ago that ate a lizard.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. And she was something special and so sweet, but she was kind of just like, she would eat anything, a shoelace. She was kind of like a dog. And she ate a lizard and ended up walking like that.
Interesting.
For days.
Okay.
And I couldn't figure out. I thought maybe she was having some kind of neuro disorder, which mm-hmm. it ended up being, because of the lizard she ate released toxins and caused that issue.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, pretty much, is that, like, going to be a lifelong issue? Will she grow out of it?
It will be a lifelong issue, and it's not going to affect her quality of life
all,
or her length of life. She's going to be a long, happy, healthy kitten, just
excellent.
Needs a little extra help getting up and off the couch.
Yeah, but you know what? The cuteness, and, I mean, if you're looking for, you know, a friend, a companion that can keep you company at home, I know we've all kind of, we're tired of being stuck inside, but I have to tell you, there's nothing like coming home to your animals
and
having them greet you, and you have that friend to snuggle.
I know. And no one's going to be more excited than your fur baby to see you at the end of the
day. Everybody says to me, Jenna, why do you act like that when you get home and see your dog? Because look at the way she's acting. I like, know. Nobody greets me by wagging their tail.
Best
if you
part
greet
of my
me
day
like
is
that,
going home.
For everyone, I think. Yes. But it's even more fun when you have your friend. Well, it's pretty much your. Okay, she's my baby. Waiting yes. for you, right?
Exactly.
And so if you're looking to kind of open up your heart and your home, hello, to maybe have a new family member, think about, and I just want to push this, and I will throughout the time we have together, before, you know, you purchase a kitten or a dog or a bunny rabbit or anything like that, check out our local Humane Society. They do amazing work. They work really hard. You guys you probably get so many people coming in and out just getting dogs checked because of being strays or being lost and trying to find their owner, on top of people who are surrendering it. And I want to remind people too, because we see this online, when people surrender their animals, they're not always terrible owners.
No, sometimes it just you've done everything you can to make it work, but you're just not the right fit for that animal. And we just want to make everyone as successful as possible. So if that means that maybe this dog wasn't the right fit for you, that's fine. Let's help you place that dog in a home that is a better fit.
Right. And you see even situations where it just happens where family members pass away and you're already a dog person and you have like four dogs in your house and you're thinking, I can't add another one, or I can't add a cat to this because my dogs aren't cat people. I don't know. My dogs are people. And so you check out the Humane Society. Hey, can you help me, or at least can you connect me to Elle so somebody can foster this dog? Because my uncle loved him. I see it all the time. My grandma loved this dog. Mm. But I travel too much. Before, you know, you just panic.
Yeah. And it's a big responsibility, and it's scary to think of. And it happens really quickly. And then you feel like your response has to be as quick as possible. And it's stressful. Yeah.
Right. But that fostering program helps relieve that stress.
It does.
I can only imagine. We have old neighbors that fostered dogs too. Mm-hmm. And you just always saw them with a new dog. You're like, oh, look at that one. It's a new one. And it kind of became just a fun game for our kids to see.
Yeah.
What are they going to have this week? Like, and sometimes they had the same dog for a few weeks.
The strikes targeted
and
two militia groups.
Some dogs they had for like maybe a day, and they just, what are you getting? Okay, she got into the garbage. We are having too much fun.
Oh, goodness.
It's, you know what? I also want to say this real quick. With the what was the name of the cat, the other one with, we have Inez and then...
And Isabel is our Wobble
Isabel,
kitty.
And it's called Wobble. Is that
That's
just what you guys
nickname.
Came up for?
Yeah,
it?
Like okay. The internet calls them Wobble Kitties.
Oh,
but
okay.
The diagnosis is cerebellar hypoplasia.
Okay.
It's quite the mouthful.
Right. But and that specific, I don't even know, a special need, I guess, for her, doesn't require extra medicine or anything like that. She just, and she's getting around. Like,
oh, yeah,
you guys,
no, she will scoot.
They are having too much fun over here. I feel like I need to be on the floor playing with them, and I'm missing out. This one really likes the tassels on my shoes. And so, I mean, and like, obviously, and we're going to get distracted. It's so much fun to just be able to have this opportunity on Fridays to bring in local shelters, local organizations, societies that are helping basically those who don't have a voice for themselves. Because,
exactly.
I mean, you can't understand what this animal is like. Okay, that was my mom, and now she's not here anymore.
They don't know what's going on.
Right?
Yeah.
So you give them a loving family and adjust them and push them in that direction.
Exactly.
You know, that's what you guys are there for. You're there for the animals, yes, but also for those of us who want to continue to adopt rather than shop.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not judging. I'm just saying it's just a lot more
we have
fun.
So many homeless pets.
We do. We really do. And this gives you a great opportunity to give somebody like Isabel, who's over there. She's just getting.
She's just
toddling. Oh my goodness.
Along.
I can just imagine how much fun she would be in somebody's home, keeping them entertained, keeping them warm and cuddly, and like jumping up on you.
I know. So she's ready for cuddles.
She is so ready, and we're ready for you guys too. And if you have a question, we have some more information to share with you as well about a fundraiser coming up that we're going to talk to you about after the break. But if you have a question or a comment, or you just want to give a shout out to our Pensacola Humane Society, please text us, call us, 437-1620. We would love to hear from you, but we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Dr. Neil. You've heard me say it. If you need to heal,
see Dr. Neal. This is not a slogan. This is life. If you need chiropractic alignment, nothing else is going to solve your problem. A structural misalignment is a structural stress, and once the process starts, it's a downward spiral until one day you need surgery. How about we deal with it before it goes surgical? If we can correct it now, it's not a problem later. And please, for your sake, if you have an auto accident, come see us within 14 days. That's what auto insurance is for. Don't tough it out and then regret it in 10 years. I'm a board-certified chiropractic neurologist because it's all about pain and nerves. So get your car fixed and get your spine fixed. The Neal Clinic is on Creighton Road, just across the street from Walmart. Give me a call right now, 479-SPINE.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Escambia County Sheriff's Office is your sheriff's office, and together we strive to keep our community safe. I'm Sheriff Chip Simmons, and one of the easiest things that you can do to prevent a crime is to lock your doors and keep it yours. You can form a neighborhood watch by joining our Neighborhood Watch program, or get involved with your sheriff's office by signing up for our Citizens Law Enforcement Academy. For more information about safety tips or programs we provide, visit our website at escambiaso.com. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical-grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
Northwest Florida's first choice for morning news is the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
In the United States, the total number of cases ever is 28 million. But the going theory, not just about this disease, but about most diseases, is you never catch all the cases. You never positively identify all the people that actually had it. That's the difference between the case numbers and the infection numbers.
5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and we have Pensacola Humane Society's fostering coordinator, Elle Banton, in studio with me, and our friend Isabella. And I am just cracking up. She was coming over and literally stepped on the button I really needed to push. So we're having so much fun. And if you guys are looking to add a new family member, please consider checking out their current pets that are up for adoption. Pretty much they're updated almost daily.
Yes, ma'am. And all it's updated all throughout the day. So if you go to our adoptable pets gallery on our website, pensacolahumane.org, it's just always up to date.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Okay, so we have something fun to talk about, and I'm going to let Elle do this. You guys have a fundraiser coming up.
Yes, it's called Fund the Felines, and it's all about funding our kitten foster program. The last 2 years, we've only been able to help 250 kittens. I say only, that's still a lot of kittens. But our goal for 2021 is to be able to help 500 kittens. So that means a couple things. That means that we have a really big goal for fundraising because we need heating sources like heating pads, snuggle safes, our little discs you can heat up. We need formula. That's kind of pricey. There's just so many things that you don't always think about going into kittens that are too young to stay in the shelter towards their care. So we do have a very big, very optimistic goal of $34,000.
Okay.
And that fundraiser, we're pushing it this week, but it's going to stay up through the rest of the year so people can continually donate. And we have a couple of different donation like packages you can pick from. on our website, and so you can pick from those. And we also have a Name the Kitten fundraiser going on. So for $1, you can name one kitten. For $5, you can name seven. And for $10, you can name 15 kittens. And that's one of the big perks of the job, is naming all of the little babies that come in.
Wait a second, what? Like, you can give some money and then you can pay.
Yes.
You can name the cat?
Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
And we'll post updates as they get named and as your names get picked. And
That's so cool.
It's awesome. And without donations like that and without people signing up to be fosters, we just can't help those 500 kittens.
Right? I mean, that's a lot.
It is an enormous undertaking, and we're really excited to try and help all of those animals, get them all spayed and neutered, so we have fewer cats in the future that need our help, so that we can manage that population.
Oh, yeah. And people are always like, don't spay and neuter because, you know, then we're going to depopulate animals. Trust me,
there's enough. That's not a worry right now.
There's so many.
So many.
And there's so many that need homes, like you said, and I never would have even thought of a heating pad to keep them warm.
Under 6 weeks cannot regulate their temperature at all. They are totally defenseless. So that's why they're always snuggled up with mom. So when we get kittens that are taken away from their moms, we have to have a heating pad. We have to have rice packs. We have to have snuggle safe discs. Because until they're 6 weeks, they can't regulate their temperature. And you can't feed a kitten that's too cold or too hot, because then their bodies don't process the enzymes correctly.
No way.
It's just one of there's three really important parts of taking care of kittens: making sure they're fed, making sure they're warm, and weighing them every day, because weight is the best way to tell if they're sick. If they're not gaining weight, then something's wrong and we need to do more intervention, because you know they're not eating or they're sick.
Okay.
So we weigh our teeny tiny little kittens at every feeding. They constantly have that eating source, and kittens under 4 weeks have to be fed like every 3 to 4 hours, so it's a round the clock thing that we're very thankful for our foster families for.
Yes. And I mean, that's also good to know too, just if somebody is listening and wondering, you know, how to care for a kid, or if they find now, are you finding people are finding stray kittens?
Yeah,
or
most
litters?
Of the kittens we get are kittens that people are finding like in their yards, or maybe mama cat laid kittens in the shed in your backyard. First thing we suggest is waiting 48 hours. If kittens are quiet and seem fine, let mom come take care of them. Keep an eye on them, and then we can take them a little bit later. Because kittens that are taken away from their moms too young have a very low chance of survival. It's really unfortunate. So we always recommend watching the kittens for 48 hours. And if you know for sure that mom has not come back for them, then intervene.
And so that low survival is because of those three components you talked about.
Yeah.
Warmth. Being fed
and making sure
that
they're
gaining
weight properly,
which they would get from their mom because they're staying warm, they're getting fed, they have that regulated body temperature.
And just like with people, those first few days, you know, human moms, we produce colostrum. Cats do the same thing. So when kittens aren't getting the colostrum over those first few days,
which is a heavy nutrient.
Yeah, it's super detrimental to their care. They might not grow properly, they might not survive. So we just, number one tip, keep them with their mom for as long as possible.
Oh my goodness. Okay. That is such an important reminder. And also, like, I mean, we grew up, I think one time, because we didn't have as much stray issues with cats, but not taking them from their mommy right away is really important for them.
So
and that's where the fundraiser comes in, though, because if you do have that situation and you have these kittens coming in and they need those, the formula is what you call it. Is it like a cat formula?
Yeah, we use Breeders Edge kitten meal replacement because it has a bunch of the nutrients they need. It's easier on their stomach than some of the other brands. And it does cost about $25 a container.
Yeah.
And so we need, our goal is to be able to provide that for our foster families. So all our foster families are providing is their time and care.
Yes.
Instead of having to also put money into that for us.
Oh, see, and I love that. And you don't even have to worry too. If you really just want to lend an extra hand as a foster family, they're helping you do it, guys.
Yeah.
And so in order to sign up to be a foster parent for the puppies and the kitties and the rabbits and all the turtles, I don't know what else, what do they go online and they can register?
Yeah, it's super easy. You go to our website, PensacolaHumane.org/foster, or you can just click on the foster tab and there'll be a big button right when you log on that says become a foster. After that, we review your application within 24 hours and we'll send you an online orientation that kind of explains more of the internal details.
Yes. Everybody's taking a look at the kittens. Hey, we have a little bit more for you. Stick around.
Have you ever wondered if that review you're reading is from an actual customer? When you search for businesses at BBB.org, Better Business Bureau makes sure every review you see is from a real customer. For over 100 years, BBB has been connecting consumers to good businesses. So if you're looking for a good business, look for the seal. Start your search at BBB.org. Start with trust. BBB.org.
Progressive Motorcycle presents
Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn. Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
With the Pensacola Humane Society this morning on Pep Talk. Elle, you have something to share with everyone before we wrap up.
Yeah, I just want to make sure everyone knew that we did have several cats and dogs available for adoption. They can all be seen on our website if you want to take a peek before coming down to the shelter. Anyone that's in foster, it'll say on their little card on our website, so you know that if you want to adopt, like Flopsy, for example, he's an adult cat that's been waiting for a home for about a month now. Mm-hmm. He's in foster, so you would just click on his little picture on our website and hit the apply button, and then we'll connect you with his foster family.
I love that, Floppy.
Yes.
Stop it.
And he is thick, so if you're looking for a chunky boy, that's your kitty.
Snuggle muffin. I love it. A thick dog. Okay. But, I mean, take a look. Definitely look into that. Hey, if you feel like you need to give back and help out with Pensacola Humane Society as well, check out the website. Give online. The fundraiser's right there online to start giving, right?
Big purple button on the top. It says Fund the Felines.
Fund the Felines. Mm-hmm. Help keep these kitties alive. Help them get to a new home. Maybe become a foster parent for them.
Yes.
Help. Just, oh my goodness, this one. Look, she's coming back to see me. You guys, I have to go hang out with the cats. Thank you, Elle, so much
Thank
for
you,
joining
Jenna.
With me. You guys, we'll see you on Monday. Have an amazing weekend. Go out into the world, change it around you, be an amazing human being. I'll see you then.